From the heart of Michigan, the greatest state in America, in the middle of forgotten America, I am Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. New this hour, number three, Governor Whitmer has signed an executive order to create an opioids task force in Michigan. The idea is to identify the root problems of the addiction epidemic and try to address the high cost to all of us. Number two, the Brain Trust at Michigan State University says the word butt, B-U-T, is a trigger word and should be avoided by those dealing with customers. Yes, you heard it right. It's a trigger word, and you're paying for the privilege. And number one, a woman running for city council in Marysville getting national and international attention says she has no plan to end her campaign, even after she announced in public her intention to keep the town white as much as possible. As much as possible. Jean Kramer made those comments Thursday in response to a question about diversity in the city of Marysville. It's in St. Clair County. It's in the Thumb, 55 miles northeast of Detroit, give or take, for those of you who might not know. The Times-Herald in Port Huron said she is one of five candidates running for three city council seats in November. In Marysville, 9,700 people is primarily a white community, 90%. And during a follow-up interview outside of her home in Marysville, Kramer doubled down on her statement, said she said if there is a biracial marriage in their family, she could understand why her stance might upset her neighbors. Here's what she said, and this is in part from a Fox News report, in part. Because those people don't know the other side of it. For whatever reason I've heard, they love each other, whatever, but there's also such a thing as remaining single. People don't necessarily have to get married, and if they love somebody, love them single. There's nothing wrong with that. Bizarre, right? She's 67, contends the Bible backs her beliefs, and asserts she doesn't believe she's a racist, despite the condemnation universally of her views, including me. This is outrageous. This has no place. As far as I know, as long as we've been here, she said, Marysville has been a white community, a white city. If we have seen a black person here and there, whatever, we're not bothered by it. I'm not bothered by it. Keep Marysville a white community as much as possible is what she wants after being asked. White, seriously. In other words, no foreign born, no foreign people here. Husband and wife need to be of the same race, too. Same with the kids. She should drop out of the race. Not going to happen. I mean, freedom of speech, there it is. She can stay in the race. She should not be rewarded with a seat on city council, obviously. Not fit to serve, and it serves the most guttural, lowest common denominator type of thinking. And it's unfortunate that this woman decided to run at all. One candidate, Mike Deesing, said during this candidate forum where these comments were made on Thursday, just checking the calendar here and making sure it's still 2019. Good reply, Mike. Good reply. So, at any rate, Jean Kramer, she should just drop out of the whole deal. Will she? Who knows? The other thing I can't find here, by the way, it doesn't appear that any of these folks have party affiliation, which is unusual to me. I keep looking at it, but I don't see, you know, not referred to as a Democrat, not referred to as a Republican, not referred to as anything. And trust me, I think that if she were a Republican, that the media would go crazy and try to tell you that, but it doesn't appear to be the case. She's only lived in Marysville for about 5 years. It's an unfortunate story. For lack of a better term, a black eye to that community. Michigan State University, here's where you look at what you're doing when you're spending tax dollars or sending your kid to college, you're contributing to your grandkids' college fund, and you think to yourself, what in the world am I doing? Michigan State University has instructed student employees to avoid using words and phrases including but, I apologize, and no problem. Apparently these are trigger words now. In our politically woke, politically correct world, and everybody's so woke they forgot to think for themselves. The students received these instructions during a mandatory hour-long training titled Inclusive and Culturally Sensitive Service to Residents and Guests, first brought to light by Campus Reform. The training told students they should replace the apparent triggers with calmers. For example, but should be replaced with and. Of course, they're completely different words. I love you, but I'm leaving. Okay, bad things come after but. I love you and I'm leaving. Doesn't make any sense. You see, it doesn't work. I apologize should be replaced with I am truly sorry. Maybe you're not truly sorry. Maybe you're just apologizing for an inconvenience. No problem should be replaced with you're welcome. It was my pleasure. What does no problem mean? Well, they try to say that no problem, it gives the impression that there was a problem and there could be a problem. Yeah, here's what it says. If I'm saying no problem, that's leading a customer to believe that they could be a problem or they could have an inconvenience to you, and we're just assuring them that they're not. Actually, that's not what it's saying. No problem. There is no problem is what's being said. Not you're not a problem. The situation's not a problem. There is no problem, just a solution. This is words mean something. This is completely ignorant, all of this. Another trigger, it's our policy, which is apparently should be replaced with here's what we can do. You should have, which apparently should be replaced with what others have found helpful. And the only thing we can do, which apparently should be replaced with the best option would be, but by the way, the only thing we can do, if that's the only thing we can do, that's being honest with a customer. If you say the best option would be, you're being dishonest because it's not the best option. It's the only damn option. This is how your tax dollars get spent at Michigan State University. What a joke. What a joke. I mean, this is really foolish. It's our policy. Well, shouldn't you be clear with people? It's our policy. Do you think the IRS feels bad about triggering people when they see this is the policy? No, I can assure you not. This is the law. We become so woke and so politically correct that words like but and, which are not interchangeable, must be interchanged in some bizarre attempt to never offend anybody ever about anything. Give me a break. People need to be offended from time to time. They do. People need to be offended from time to time so that, you know, it's okay. There is no constitutional prohibition of being offended. And I'm sick and tired of all the wimps around us. Welcome to the real world. People get offended all the time. All right? There you know. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Maybe your kids, maybe your grandkids. Pay can start from $15 an hour to well above $30. Now, I know a guy that just started at $32, plus he's getting tons of overtime, $48 an hour he's getting. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Great training programs available, too. You can get started with those. SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Do it now. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.